Dag in de gang, perk in af, mission hey. Ha, I made the reshine, je chabes fiasco. Ha, I made the shiny, you start. A beggar that had a neg on it, a bright green, or a bright red neg, and was put away for a week. And by the end of the week, nothing had changed. The neg was still there in the same color, but it had not spread. Didn't it? That the neg would be washed, the beggar where the neg is would be washed, plus a little bit of the beggar around the neg would be washed. And then the beggar would be put away for another week. Now, the beggar is only put away for another week if by washing the makom of the nega was not washed away. But if when we wash the makom of the nega is washed away, then the beggar is tar. So we're talking about in such a case that the nega did not go away even though it was washed, and then it would be put away for another week. If by the end of the second week, nothing had changed, the nega was still there in the same color, but it had not spread the dinners, that the beggar would be burnt. Hapesha, bezeh, uvezeh, you start. A beggar that has a nega that has been put away, if by the end of the first week, or if by the end of the second week, the nega had spread, the beggar would be burnt. Hakea b'tchila. Rabbi Yishmo Eimer Yechabes B'yasker. V'chacham Eimerim Einu Zokaku. Somebody who has a bright green or a bright red nega on his beggar, and he brings it to the coin, and the coin says that the beggar has to be put away. But before he has a chance to put away the beggar, the nega becomes less bright than it was originally, as only a bright green or a bright red nega is mitami a beggar. But now, the nega is not so bright as it was originally. Rabbi Shmuel says, even so, he would have to wash it and put away the beggar for a week. As even though now the nega is not so bright, but since when it was brought to the corn, it was bright, and the corn says it has to be put away for a week. That is the din, it would be washed and put away for a week. And the Chachamim say, the corn does not have to do anything to the beggar, it does not have to be put away, as since before we had a chance to put it away, the nega is now less bright than it was, the beggar is considered tar. Somebody has a beggar with a bright green or a bright red nega, and it was put away for a week, and by the end of the week, the nega wasn't as bright as it was. It's not a bright green or a bright red anymore, it's just a regular green or a regular red. The din is that the makom of the nega would be washed, and the beggar would have to be put away for another week. Even though, had this nega been this color originally, it would not have to be locked up since it's not bright green or bright red, since it's already been locked up for a week and the nega did not disappear entirely, even though the nega is not as bright as it was, it has to be locked up for another week. And even the Chacham who said in the previous case that where the beggar became less bright before it was locked up, the beggar would then be tar. That's only in that case where the beggar had not been locked up yet, but in this case, if the beggar was already locked up, even though it's not as bright as it was, it has to be locked up for a second week after the makom of the nega is washed. Hakea b'sheni. Karo usoyref mashakar. If a beggar that has a nega on it is locked up for a week, and the nega did not change its appearance by the end of the week, then it was locked up for a second week. And by the end of the second week, it did become less bright than it was originally, but it didn't disappear entirely. The din is, you have to rip out the makom of the nega from the beged and burn the part of the beged that had the nega on it. Now, that's only in a case where at the end of the first week, the color of the nega had not changed. But in the case that we just had, that at the end of the first week, the color of the nega had become less bright, even though the din is, it has to be locked up for another week. But if at the end of the second week, the color of the nega is still not very bright, then the din is that the beged is tar. But in this case, we're talking about where at the end of the first week, the color of the nega was still very bright. And only by the end of the second week did it become less bright. Then the din is that the makom of the nega has to be ripped out and burnt. And since by the end of the first week, the color of the nega was still very bright, even though at the end of the second week it wasn't as bright, we have to rip out the makom of the nega and burn it. V'tzarech matlis. Rabbi Nechemia Oimer, Eino tzarech matlis. After you rip out the part of the beggar that had the nega on it, you have to patch up that makom of the beggar. While Rabbi Nechemia disagrees, he holds that you do not have to patch up the makom where you ripped out the nega. According to the Tanakhama, you have to patch it up because the pasuk says the imtira oath. If the nega would reappear in the same makom that it was originally. Now, it can only reappear in the same makom that it was originally if you patch it up. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, you have to patch it up, and then we'll see if the nega reappears in that makom. Rabbi Nechemia disagrees. He holds that is not the intention of the pasuk when it says in Tiraot. It doesn't mean to say that the nega will reappear in the very same makom. It just means to say then maybe the nega will reappear in a different makom. In the beget, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, you do not have to patch up the hole that was made when you ripped out the part of the beget that had the nega on it. To din it, that a beggar that had the nega on it for up to 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks, the nega becomes less bright. We saw at the end of the previous mission that the part of the beggar that had the nega on it would be ripped out and burnt up. And then the beggar would be patched up. Now, if after the beggar is patched up, the nega reappears on the beggar, the din is that the beggar would be burnt, but the matlas, the patch, that was used to patch up the beged, would be protected. That would not have to be burned along with the beged. You take off the patch before you burn the beged. Chazal l'matlis, sorry, at the end of the beged. But if the nega reappeared right on the patch, in such a case also we would burn the beged. But the patch would not be protected in this case if the patch is a minimum size, become tummy from a nega, which is exposed three finger width, then the patch would be tummy. Now it would not be burnt, but we look at it as if the nega is appearing initially for the first time on the patch. And we will put away the patch to see if the nega spreads. But if the patch is less than 3 exposed by 3 exposed, it's less than the minimum size to become tummy from the gun, then the patch would not become tummy at all. Hatoyla mina muskur bitahar. Somebody who takes the patch from a beggar that's muskur, and he uses it to patch up a beggar which is tar. We're talking about a beggar that had been locked up for up to 2 weeks. And the nega became less bright after 2 weeks, but the din is, like we just said, that the part of the beged that has the nega in it is ripped out and burnt. And then we would patch up the beged. That beged that is patched up is called a muskur. As the din of that beged is, that if the nega reappears, the beged would be burnt, like we just said in the beginning of this mission. Now, somebody who takes a piece from that beged, and he uses that piece to patch up a beged which is completely tar, in such a case, the mission tells us, chazar nega lebeged, sorry if it's a matlas. If the nega would reappear on the beged, then the matlas would have to be burnt. As even though this matlas, this patch that we took from the beged that's muskur, is no longer attached to the original beged, we're using it as a patch to patch up a completely tar beged, but since it didn't, that a beged that had been tummy for 2 weeks, and then we had ripped out the part of the beged that had the nega and burnt it, and we said if the nega reappears in the beged would have to be burnt. So just like the beggar has to be burnt, the piece of beggar that we took and used it as a patch to patch up a different beggar would also have to be burnt along with the beggar. Just because it's no longer attached to the original beggar does not mean that we don't burn it. So we have to rip off the patch from the beggar that's tar and burn the patch along with the beggar that it came from. Chazar l'matlis. A beggar to reach in Yisarev, v'amatlis t'shamish is a beggar t'asheni b'simat. If the nega reappeared, but not on the original beggar, instead it appeared on the patch. As the original beggar, no nega reappeared on it. But we had taken a piece from that original beggar and used it to patch up a completely tar beggar, and now the nega reappeared on the patch. The din is that the original beggar has to be burnt. And even though no nega reappeared on that beggar, but since this patch that we ripped off from that beggar was originally part of that beggar, so it's as if the nega reappeared on that beggar, and that beggar would have to be burned. But the patch would not immediately be burnt, and it has to service the second beggar before we burn it. Meaning to say, now that this patch is part of the second beggar, and the nega appeared on the patch, it's as if the nega appeared on the second beggar. Now the second beggar would not have to be burnt, since this is the first time there's a nega on the second beggar. Instead, the second beggar would have to be locked up and see if the nega spreads. So we can't burn the patch yet, because we have to see if the nega spreads, and we want to know if we have to burn the second beggar. Only after we know exactly what to do with the second beggar would we take the patch and burn it, as if the nega disappears. So the second beggar is tar. But the patch would have to be burnt, since this patch came from a beged, which had already been tummy for up to 2 weeks, but the din is that when the nega reappears, it has to be burnt. So the patch has to be burnt no matter what. But the second beged, we have to wait and see to see if the nega spreads. If the nega spreads, then the second beged would be burnt. If the nega disappears, then the second beged would be tar. But the patch, in either case, would have to be burnt, since it came from a beged that had a nega for 2 weeks.